We're up to Siv Gimel, and we will be completing the Simen. Siv Gimel. Androgynous, that's one who has Simone Zohar in a keva. Molzi Mino, Veloshe Eino Mino. He could be Molzi another androgynous, because if an androgynous has the halacha of a Zohar, so the other one does too. If an androgynous has the halacha of an akeva, the other one does too. If we consider an androgynous a min bifnei atzmo, so the other one is too. Whereas, velo she'eino mino. Whereas anything other than an androgynous, he cannot be motzi. He cannot be motzi in akeva, just in case he's a min bifnei atzmo. He cannot be motzi a zocher, because he may be an akeva or a min bifnei atzmo. In fact, the way the Mishnah Brura puts it is that an androgynous cannot be motzi in isha, even if we'll call him an isha, because he has the chsaron that it's not nikur what exactly he is. Tumtum, someone who has no simanim altogether, so there we really don't know what he is at all, and we may find out that he's one, and a different tumtum is something else, because we don't know what they are internally. We're not talking about a different species. Umisha chetzio eved, as well as somebody who's a chatzi eved. So the halacha is they cannot be motzi anybody. Not only that, afilu mino eino motzi. A tumtum cannot even be motzi himself. Excuse me, a chatzi eved cannot be motzi even himself. The reason being because he's got a tzad avdus and a tzad cherus. The tzad avdus cannot be motzi the tzad cherus. Hagah. So a tumtum cannot be motzi another tumtum. A chetzi evet cannot even be motzi himself. Now the Mishnah Brura mentions this is only according to the Man Yomer that a woman cannot be motzi a man, unless you are holding that an evet is potter altogether. We saw machlokas if an evet is chayv a megillah like a woman, or is potter megillah and he's less than a woman. And the tzad that he is chayv ki isha, if you hold that an isha cannot be motzi an ish, then he could not be motzi the tzad chayrishabo. Which means that lamaisa, the reason why the Ramah is being machmir is because he's either being machmir that an evet is potter altogether, or he's holding that an evet is ki isha, but an isha cannot be motzi an ish. As far as a tumtum, he can be motzi himself, but not another tumtum, because one may be a zachar and one the other one in a keva. We have no way of knowing. Sifhei mokum she'ein minyan, in a place where there is no minyan. Imechad yodea sifdalit. Sorry, Hashemeh megillah mishuhu mudra hanom imenu yotza. If someone made a neder not to have hanof from a person, he's allowed to be yotza megillah from him, because we say mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. Mokum she'ein minyan. Im echad yodea v'acherim einem yodim. If only one person knows how to lane it, the rest don't. Echad poter is kulam, then he can lane for all of them. V'im kulam yodim, what if they all know how to lane? Kol echad kor li atzmo. Each one should lane himself. Now we have a rule like this. Generally speaking, the halacha is that, say you want to make a bracha for another person, you could be motzi him. However, when you're talking about tefillah, the halacha is that you cannot be motzi a baki. You cannot be motzi someone who knows how to daven unless there's a minyan. It's a special takanas chazal that when it comes to inyane tefillah, that the only time that a yochid is motzi the rabbim is something like chazaras hashatz, that's if you have a minyan. If you don't have a minyan, you can only be motzi in einabaki. Someone doesn't know how to daven, but for some reason he cannot daven. There you could be motzi him with your own personal davening. Otherwise, the halachi is without a minyan, you cannot be motzi somebody else in davening. The shaila is, what is the din of Megillah? So the Mechaber is paskening that Megillah has the halach of tefillah, and that if you don't have a minion there, you cannot be motzi a baki. Therefore, if the others don't know how to lane, one could be motzi then. If the others do know how to lane, let everybody lane himself. Mishnah Brura then brings a prichadosh who says that's only a lechatchila, but b'dieved, you are yotze anyway. The Magen Avraham goes a step further. The Magen Avraham says that even lechatchila, because of the din of Barov Amadras Melech, that you should have as many people being Yotza the Megillah together, you're better off having one person lane from all of them, even if you don't have a minion. Now, all of this is talking about where there's no minion in the vicinity, because if there is a minion in the vicinity, we already learned before that there's a chiv to go and join up with a minion because of Persume Nisa. Sivav, Minhag tov lo viktanim uktanas l'shmoa mikra megillah. It is a good minig to bring children l'shmoa mikra megillah. Now, this is a puzzling halacha. What are we talking about? If we're talking about a child that's higiyah l'chinuch, what do you mean minhag tov? They're chayiv. You're talking about a child that's not higiyah l'chinuch, the poskim say, don't bring them to shul. All they do is disturb. So why does it say minhag tov? Say the poskim, what we're talking about is, and the Bir Halacha explains it, what we're talking about is a cotton that was higiyah l'chinuch. You can be motzi them at home just as well. There's still a minhag tov to see to it that they're not yotz to the megillah at home, but that they come and they actually come to shul and they hear the megillah in order to join up with the persume nisa. Now the Mishnah Brura says this business of kids coming to shul not really to hear the megillah just to bang haman is not good chinuch, and you're not yotza chinuch because they don't really bother listening to anything except for trying to hear when they get up to haman. Not only that, but he doesn't know how a yochid is really yotza here in the Megillah when the kids carry on. And therefore the Mishnah Brura says that it's roy for everyone to have a kosher Megillah in front of them so that if they miss any words, they're going to lane it from that kosher Megillah, which is lechatchila, as opposed to laning words from something other than a Megillah.